Now here on the Grapevine, we're delighted to have Sabina Trinch on the phone. Sabina from Sleat Newer Careers. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now we have a question from a listener, and I'm sure this is one you've come across before. I'm trying to write my CV. I could write forever and still not get it all in. How do I keep it to 2 pages? I presume to start, Sabina, 2 pages is the optimum, is it?
Yes, yeah, your listener's right there in that they should be definitely trying to pull it back to 2 pages. And isn't it great that he has or she has so much to write? So that's a positive thing.
Yes.
And we'd always look at it that way. But yes, for all your listeners, it really is optimum to have 2 pages. You can appreciate, you know, a potential employer sitting down with, you know, it could be 40 plus CVs for some jobs. You really do need to try and make it as easy as you possibly can for them. And to be honest with you, anything past 2 pages on a CV isn't doing that. Now, there are certain things, obviously, that this person, I think, needs to do. And I think it's no harm, maybe, that they've written a lot of things, maybe initially, and that they can start then to start cutting and culling the information. I suppose one area that we always have to look at is repetition. You know, so where this person may have had several jobs and maybe has done, you know, quite similar things, I don't think it's hugely necessary to repeat that kind of basic, you know, information every single time, especially if maybe they've developed through the stages and it's quite obvious now that they know how to, I don't know, it could be a payroll or something, you know, for an accounts person, and that they could maybe, rather than give that maybe special mention going in, going up higher up to, in their jobs, that they could roll that in with something else. The other thing there as well, and I've just touched on it, is number of jobs. So really depending on the age of this person and the number of jobs that they've held, going anywhere past about maybe four previous employments, it's hard to say exactly the number because it really does depend on how long you've been in those employments. But sort of going back 20 years isn't really that useful. You know, there's certainly if there's something really super relevant there, okay, but it's unlikely that there might be anything major that you need to pull in, you know, for a job. So I would say if you have, you know, several jobs going back quite a long time, that you could maybe put a list of, we'll say, the first 3 or 4 jobs you had after you came out of school or after you did your apprenticeship or college or whatever. And, you know, just list them. You know, but I would definitely list the employer, the role that you held and the years that you were there. And at an interview stage, you'd have more time then to talk around those. Mm.
While we're talking about employments, Sabina, can I just ask you, possibly people might have applied for public service jobs, and I know one of the things that they always asked for was a very detailed list in chronological order of all employments held.
Yes.
Maybe people are hung up on that.
They can be, and certainly in the public service jobs, you're absolutely right, they insist, and I mean, you know, that's with a capital I, on a full employment record, including all gaps. So I know, for example, when I returned from El Salvador a very long time ago, I was unemployed for about 3 years, or 3 months, sorry, lucky, so 3 months. So in the case of a public job, you'd absolutely have to note that on your application. In the case of a private employer, you know, and a private CV, you know, that kind of level of detail can sometimes be superfluous, you know, unnecessary, to be honest with you. So if, for example, you finished a job in 2010, just say, and you went back to work just in September and you got a job then on the first day of 2011. Well, then I would just suggest that you use the years of your employment. So, you know, from 2005 to 2010, I was working with CRC, and 2011, I was working with whatever. Now, if they want to get into the months of how exactly, what time you exactly started, again, you could talk about that. It's just a way of keeping the information neat, because to be honest with you, an awful lot of employers, unless your unemployment period went for a prolonged period, they don't really mind an odd glitch here and there. And to be honest as well, you know, looking back at, so I suppose the last 8 or 9 years, or well, more, you know, back to 2008, it's really, it's been seen on virtually anybody's or everybody's CV because of the recession, you know, various stints of unemployment, and it's just seen as almost, you know, those were the times, that was the reality we were living in, and if you were unemployed for a prolonged period of time, what did you do with that time? Would be an interesting one.
Okay, now the other issue, of course, that comes up here is that is there a danger that if you leave out something, people think you're trying to hide something, maybe not periods of unemployment, but in trying to cut down on the number of temporary jobs somebody might have had? Or is that something you can deal with at the interview?
I think you should try and deal with a lot of that at the interview, because if your CV starts to look very complicated, I mean, you can imagine if you sat down and looked, you know, put two CVs side by side, and one was quite clear, you know, had years of employment, clear dates of titles and jobs and roles, and then you went to another one and you just were looking at it. I can imagine what this would look like, you know, several jobs, part-time jobs mixed in with, you know, other part-time jobs and then a full-time job. It will be very hard to negotiate your way around that without the person sitting in front of you to explain it. So really, what you're definitely, and I'm you know, an advocate for open and honest communication at all times. So it's not about hiding things, but it is trying to simplify, is how I would describe it, is how you simplify what you put on your CV that is easily read and navigated by a potential employer. If they have to read the thing more than once, you've lost them, you know, and it mightn't even be read fully once, to be honest with you. So, you know, it's really important there. The issue sometimes we've had, or I've had, I suppose, in developing CVs with people, and I've had somebody come to me with a 6-page CV and a 3-page cover letter, and I asked, where are you going? And there were things in there about a Goshka award from transition year. So we do need to prioritise, you know, and that was wonderful and it was a great achievement at the time. And if maybe you were looking for a college position or a summer job, that might just show a bit of drive or something. But by the time you're 25 or 30, I'm afraid it's time to let it go.
Okay, we're going to leave it there, Sabina. Some very wise words and some helpful comments there. We appreciate your taking a call and we'll talk to you next week again, no doubt. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Stephen. Bye-bye.